Thank you very much, Abba Lieberman, and it's difficult to follow such a tremendous spheres of scepter. It's a fantastic sphere and a tremendous amount of material. And I was fortunate that he just barely touched on one of the topics which I would talk about. Here before Pesach, and I want to thank also the Valerie Bonham of Flatbush, who are the sponsors of this year. So I said I'd speak a little bit about something which might be usable for Shabbos and others. And so we'll put together something about Yerushalayim and Pesach. And I hope that the people will gain something from it, as I did when I prepared. I wanted to perhaps show over some Torah to her from our Rebbe, the Rav, the family of Jocha. She has to both celebrate it. And as a side part, I have it printed in two of my sperm, the Shema Shurim, so I took out two pieces put together over here. One question is, we have a mitzvah of Ziyas Panim Barzalos. There's a mitzvah, Shalosh Shigalim, Yerah Toz Achorcha, Mei Hashem, Elokecha, Bela Yerah Ephon Ayrekam. The mitzvah of Sei, to come to Shalayim, the Chiyuv mitzvah of Sei, called the mitzvah of Ziyah, and to come into being a carbon Ayla Priya, which we discussed many times in the Gemara, particularly in the Gemara Chagiga. And there is a lab, Le'erot HaMayreikon. The person will come on the first day of Yom Tov into the Beit HaMikdash without a carbon, he violates the lab. There's one that marks for this lab. So the Rambam writes in Paragraph of Chagiga,
He did not fulfill the assay, so the assay required the carbon, and the carbon is ma'akeh in the Tuma mitzvah. But also, he violated the late assay of the Yerushon Ereshon. However, there is no marking for the last end of Meisim. The question is obvious, raised by the Sages Arya, similar on the base, why is this the last end of Meisim? The man walks into the base of Midrash without a carbon on the first day of Yom Tov. They did a Maisa. Le'erot HaMayreikon, who walked in without a carbon. Why is the last name the Maisa? Last name the Maisa is, for example, Moisa. So the Sassoon and Adoka. So a person had a carbon tooth. So he didn't do it. He would pass it and let the carbon stay overnight. So it became Moisa in the morning. It's the last name the Maisa. There's no Maisa. However, if it's last, they don't come into the base of Midrash without a carbon. So he walked into the base of Midrash. The lab is allowed to waste the Maisa. And if it's walking into the base of Midrash, the first day of Yom Tov, without a carbon, it's a Maisa of Eva. Why the Rambam Paskin to last day of the Maisa? And furthermore, so you find in Chomet, a stat that seems to be a contradiction. Because in Chomet you have a lab of Le'erai Masa, two labs. You're not supposed to have Chomet in your house. The Rambam writes in Paragraph of Chumash of Gimel, "Ainu leikem mishum le'erev le'motzei elim tein kama chomets b'pesach ochimtei kedei shi'asa b'maisa." Now, v'alam ha'lo chomets kodem ha'pesach v'vod pesach v'lo b'yirei elim yichad b'shisei afu fishad o'snei lavim ainu leikem le'erev le'motzei b'maisa. And chomets, Rambam Paskin, that it depends perfect on what the person did in the field. If he went down Pesach and he bought chomet. He did a maisa, he brought it into his house, went to a store and he bought chomet. So he did a maisa. If he ate the maisa, it's not just about your body must say. However, if the red chomet in his shirt from before Pesach and just sitting in the house, for instance, he serious, he didn't do a maisa sitting in his house. He didn't do anything. And he got it by your body must say in a passive fashion. In that case, there's no maisa. So the Rambam Paskin can buy your body more. They depend on and typically what the man did. So here also, in Lewis Theo, he was doing the base of Migdal, Let's say he'd be sleeping, I don't know, he'd be reading about this, he'd be still Yom Tov. And he'd be there. Yom Tov would come. And at night, he's in the chanting with carbon. Let's say he stayed the whole night in the base of Migdal. So Marav Yom Tov, he stayed up the whole night in the base of Migdal. And the morning would come, and he'd be sitting in the base, standing in the base of Migdal. Without a carbon, that would be mysterious. It doesn't be a nice girl. There'd be a lot of the nice. Can this explain? So the Rambam, if the guy walked into the base of Migdal on Yom Tov, without a carbon, so he's walking in. So why is that different than going and buying chametz and pesach? You go buy chametz and pesach. Chametz and pesach also could be done the lav in two ways. I can do the lav in an active sense. I go buy chametz. I get malchus. I provide the lav of bayel by making a passive sense, and my chametz was there from before. In that case, the lav should end by malchus. There's no malchus. So same thing in what you have on a yom. A person should not be in the base of mikdash on Yom Tov without a carbon. So if he was there the whole night, he just happened to be there, he didn't do a nice on Yom Tov, okay, so that could be a lot of things in nicer. But if the man acts like 99.99% of cases, he come into the basement, they get on Yom Tov, they walk in, so they're doing a nice all day, walk into the basement, they just without a carbon. Why is Ram himself a lot of things in nicer? So, that's the way the name is Chaim, and Chaim is the Chagasariah says, that there's a difference between the laws of the Yerf and Ayyakom and Karbin and Yom Tov and the laws of Bayer, the two laws of Bayer, Bayer, Mecha and Tessa. In Bayer, Bayer, Mecha, it's a simple law, not to have from it or not to take from it. And that depends on what exactly the person does when he sees. If he goes and gets from it, if he is the nice, if he has from it from before, named the Maisa. However, in Yerf Tanim, he has here a connection between an Asay and the Lav. He is an Asay. Very fond the son of Yehuah calls the fourth, but to come into the base of Midrash. With it calls him. Then there's a Lav, of the Yerf Tanayakam, not to come into the base of Midrash without a call. See, what they say is that it's not just a happenstance that they're not say to bring a carbon, and there's a low cost say you don't bring a carbon. It's not a happenstance, but rather the way an integral connection. Basically, the chiyuv is there to be the kind of assay. Have a chiyuv assay, every male has a chiyuv assay on Yom Tov to come to the base of Midrash and bring a carbon. And the low cost say is if he fails to do his mitzvah properly, if he's in the Yerf Tanayakam, if he doesn't do his assay by bringing the carbon, then he violates the los assay. So actually, the los assay is not so much walking into the base of Midrash, or even being in the base of Midrash. The los assay is this lack of doing the assay. He didn't do the mitzvah assay of bringing his carbon. So that's the los assay. So in a sense, the rab is came to strengthen the assay. We have a chiyuv assay to bring a carbon, and the low assay is if a person fails to fulfill his obligation bringing a carbon, so he violates the low assay of the Yerf Tanayakam. So here is so intrinsically this lav is an endomite. Because since the lav is defined by the fact that a person fails to fulfill an assay, it's an endomite. Because what is the lav that he didn't do the assay? Whatever he does in the field. He walked in, he didn't walk in, he was there from before, he went in. That's irrelevant because the definition of the law, the very intrinsic definition is that he did not do the assay, which was to bring a carbon. So therefore, the Kabbalah definition has made this law sort of a backup of a biblical assay. So therefore, there is a law saying the Maisa. Now, Rabbi, you must say, it is an assay of Tazbisi. There is an assay to get rid of chomet. So the question is are the two laws by Rabbi Moshe connected to this assay of Pagdisi or not? So here, there's a whole secretary of time has in the sefer to prove that actually they're not connected in the same sense. The Rambam happens to pass in as we saw that if someone has chomet on Pesach, Shah is getting malchus for Bar Yerba Yemotze. The Rambam writes that it depends what the man did. If he had the chametz from before Pesach, without doing a maisa, there's no malchus. However, if he went out on Pesach and he went and bought chametz, and he did a maisa going and buying chametz, he did a maisa of the Eishbol Malchus. So the Chayyid Rambam is difficult because of the Gemara, the standard Pesachim. The Gemara says that a person goes and gets chametz on Pesach, he doesn't get Malchus. Because a lot of mitzvahs are say he's supposed to take this chametz and the good of it, mitzvah taisisi. But the rule allows a mitzvah say in the lake and all of it. And that's the Gemara. So how can the Rambam passing that if a person gets in both chametz, you get a maaser, he gets malchus? What happens to the Gemara about lava and the say? So the time says that there's a difference between the Gemara and the Rambam. Depends on who he passes. Because the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in two chametz. How should we understand chametz? The Chachamim say, Messiah, the Zohar Ruach, he just gets rid of the chametz. And the Yehuda says, "Ain be a chametz ella shreifa." And there's some noisar. The only way of getting rid of chametz is to burn it. So the time says like this: the noisar, the din of the eight tishalos, is a mitzvah effect. The person has noisar to call him, and there's a mitzvah to burn it. So it's a kind of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah shreifa noisar. So therefore, according to the Yehuda, if a person unfortunately has chametz and pesach, and you have to go and burn the chametz to the mekayim mitzvah say of straight to chametz. Since it's a kima mitzvah, and this kima mitzvah comes with tzaken et halav. Because the lav, lo yorah yimotzei, he had the chametz in his house, he wasn't supposed to have the chametz in his house. The Torah gave a tikkun, he mistaken the lav, they burn the chametz after he violated the azeh by yorah by yimotzei. So therefore the mitzvah say is a kima mitzvah. And the kima mitzvah is always, which comes out of the lav, it's called the lav and mitzvah liyasei. And the lav and mitzvah liyasei, there's no malchus. For example, zera, lo shigo, and if he steals, hosted to see them. The liyasei is a kima mitzvah, the dino of a gazer from kind of mitzvah, hosted to see them. It's mitzvahin, the lav of zera, no so, or to see men like both there. No so men, who they, to say to see, therefore, the say mitzvahin somehow it fits to the lav in a certain extent. It reduces the abeya to be less extreme, and therefore the reduction and punishment for malchus. But this is only if I'm a time and I say. So that the kim I say is mitzvahin the lav. This is in chometz the time says is according to Yehuda, because Yehuda says you have to burn it. To burn the chometz is derived from malchus. And in Nosa, burning Nosa is a Kima Mitzvah. Therefore, burning Chametz is also a Kima Mitzvah. So therefore, this Kima Mitzvah, after the fact of violating by Rabbi Moshe, he went and burnt it, it's somehow Mitzvah in the lava by Rabbi Moshe, like her Sheva, is Mitzvah in the lava of Zela. Shreifah's Nosa is Mitzvah in the lava of 50 men like Boker. So Shreifah's Chametz is Mitzvah of Kima Mitzvah, is Mitzvah in the lava. This is according to Yehuda. However, according to Chachamim, Chachamim say, be a chomet for chodov. You can destroy chomet in any way. So actually, if the mitzvah tazbisu, which tells you to do something and get rid of the chomet, according to chachamim, it's not a kima mitzvah. It's not a kima mitzvah. It's just an issue of asay. There's a mitzvah that say not to keep chomet in my house. If I could say, I go lav lay say, to go through a mitzvah, has beast and not to let chomets be. If it were a kima mitzvah of kind say, it would have to have shreifa. Here's just a little more perhaps of scant. He says shreifa is a kima mitzvah with the chesed. You take the chesed and you it's a hanor, and it requires a shreifa. So shreifa, hanislachin, I'm not going to go into all the riots he has, that burning the eighth of mitzvah, yeah, exactly, that's the farm riot. So when you burn Yisri Ano, and you mekayim the mitzvah, because Eino Chodavet Shemashus Mitzvah So, with Mo'alim Bo, the most of the thing after the Tzim Mitzvah says that the Yisriim should continue, because the Tzim Mitzvah is a Matir, so the Gemara says that the same thing, Eipa Chomet according to... Okay, you're going to topic too much. So the kima mitzvah, the kima mitzvah, okay, the kima mitzvah shreifa, according to Chachamim, is the kima mitzvah in the chesed of the chametz. And therefore, since the kima mitzvah in the chesed of the chametz, it's it's mistaken the law of Aliyah by Yemetze. However, according to Chachamim, who say that the Chachamim who say that the Chol Gadol, the Chol Gadol is not a team in the Chesed. Just the Chol Gadol means that I'm not going to have it in my Yeshiv. I'm not going to have it in my Yeshiv. So therefore, you're not being the kind of mitzvah. The whole idea not to have it in my Yeshiv is to avoid my Vedas. Now, usually, so therefore it's not a law of mythically, I say, because Ramatat is Chachamim. That be a chomus for chol dagal. Since the devil is a chomus for chol dagal, so this I say is not a kima mitzvah. It's only another kind of an avera. Not to have chomus, not say it out of bounds. So therefore, you can't say Rabbi is a class A, and therefore the Rambam never quotes this problem of Rabbi is a class A, and he passed in that there is not a different value of mitzvah. Now the Rav also pointed out another point in this question of the Rabbi and the assay by chomus. But the Rambam writes, as far as the assay of Tashbisi, the Rambam writes, Mrs. Hashem and Asayla has this Hashemit Kogim Zman Israati Lose. Shemana, the only reason Tashbisi is coming to the Tashem. The P.S. Milam, the reason is very Yonah Ba'osho, my as Tashem, so you got me believe it, the first of all, the Tashem. The Rambam happens to pass in that the Mitzvah of Tashbisi, Yom Kayim, Kogim Zman Israel. The Bible comes. And the first class here in the places that Bikul Chomet is, so the Rambam holds that Bikul Chomet means you say it's Afar, you say it's Afar, and then when you do this, the only thing with Bikul Chomet is Kogim Zman Yisur, as he said, the Pirch HaTzos. And the Rambam says that that's the perfect of Tazdisi, because Rambam interprets Tazdisi meaning you're married, you make the Chomet to Afar. And that you only can do Kogim Zman Yisur. So, and Kogim Zman Yisur means before the Yisur, Bali Rav, Bali Mothray, of a 10 and 2 cents. Everybody must say it first begins Pesach. So, clearly, the Lav and the Asay are not connected. The Rambam can't say that this Lav is mythical Asay. The Asay begins before his Mana Bishop, and the Lav and first begin later on. So therefore, so again, basically, you say like you're crying, and you put the two things together, the Asay is to avoid the issue. To avoid, but it's not, the assay itself means before this man, there is a mitzvah, not a kind of mitzvah when you travel from it. But before this man, you're supposed to, the Ramban said, you have to say, get your house ready so that you shouldn't violate a mitzvah if they see the youngest man follows. Don't let the chomet be in, as this is the chomet, the neighbor's man, so that when this man will come, you shouldn't violate the issue of having chomet in your house. So basically, it's not a mitzvah, just get rid of it before, so that you shouldn't violate the issue when the issue comes. So therefore, it's not a kima mitzvah. Once it's not a kima mitzvah, you can't apply the rule of law, the mitzvah, the assay. Anyway, getting back to Riyas Tanah the mitzvah, in the upon the Midrash, there is a key masay. There is a key masay. The Lord calls the Chucha. The person comes to base the Midrash, as the chapter called the Gemara, Liro. There is a mitzvah to go to the Midrash on Yom Tov, and the Bimah calls it. And the assay is to do it the right way, to come with a carbon. And the lav, the Lord upon the Midrash, is if someone doesn't do the assay. He doesn't bring the carbon, if he should, so he violates that lav. But since the lav is only really to support and to back up this key mitzvah assay, so this lav is an ein b'maaseh. By the very definition of the lav, it's an ein b'maaseh. The person is not doing the assay he's supposed to do. Therefore, the Rambam passes that in this case, there's never maaseh. Now, I want a little bit to look a little bit into the assay and the lav. Of Riyas Tanah and Midrash. The Minchas Chinuch asked a question in his work, in his Kuknin book. He asked, why attack a women putter from a women putter from this lab? Because the Gemara in Kedushin says that Riyah is the prime example of a Mitzvah Seis Hasman Drama that Moshe not to it. Tell the Chukah, says Chukah Eshiyas Moshe. It's not just a special verse that comes in the midst of the regular band, but it's actually a paradigm, a model for Kala Tarakul. It's one of them, on the Koro, the women up to us, Mr. Sase, does man drum. So the Mitzvah says that the way that an issue, and I saw in the footnote that some of the Achronim have to take it seriously, that on that day, there's a chance of custody, or called a chukha, or a chukha, or a similar enough to us from the assay. However, they say that if a woman would walk in on the first day run through the mitzvah without a carbon, she violates the law. Because the mitzvah's loisah say, you don't have a proof of loisah say, shazman drum. So if you walk into the mitzvah the first day run through without a carbon, she'll violate the law. Oh, exactly. That's the point. So the way the Chaim, as you say very well, that this lab is not a special lab. All of a sudden, one thing is a new lab. I can't see in the basement without a carbon. Even though she's not the chiyeva, she's two from a carbon, but it's a new thing. That there's a special issue to being one thing and nigger without a carbon. The carbon is a mati, according to the Minchas Simchas Haaron, he's some of these questions. And you're going to sit to walk into the base of Midgar without a carbon, so it applies to women. No, the start according to the Rav in the time is, and the way they interpreted the Rambam of Malchus, no Malchus, is that, okay, the Rav only comes to support the assay. So someone who's high is in the assay of being a carbon has hanging over their head, but if they don't do the assay, the Torah will impose upon them an additional avay of the law for not doing the assay. However, since women are not the others in the assay, because it's mitzvah assay, says man, drum, and ushant kuei, so certainly they're not going to be involved in this law. So women could walk into the basin mikvah the first day without a cause. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch is taken up with this issue, so he raised the question of the night. What about the night? The first night of Yom Tov, can you walk into the Beis Hamikdash? Because the first night of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring Kabbalah. You're not allowed to offer Kabbalah at night. However, you can walk in, and this is terrible, and this is to walk into the Beis Hamikdash without a carbon. So how can you walk in at night? So anyway, these issues really to progress by with this idea that the law is to support the essay. Now, another interesting aspect of the discussion is what exactly is a mitzvah on the first day? So the chum is the mitzvah to, of course, it says he comes in with a carbon. Is the mitzvah really the carbon, or is the mitzvah coming there? I mean, it's always maybe have two things, have to be two things, and know what is the ikar mitzvah? Is it to come there or to bring the carbon, or both? I mean, what's the combination? So actually, this is the first place in the Sefer Chagiga talks about this question. Because there, the Mishnah says that Nashim of Tuos from the Mitzvah of Olasriya, the person comes down from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that women of Tuos from the carbon. However, they have a chiyuv to go to the Beis Hamikdash and to be there without the carbon. So according to the Yerushalmi, it's obviously two different kiyum. There's a kiyum of Riyas Tanin, the kiyum of Achayago, and there's a kiyum of a carbon, the kiyum of Tua. Tyson starts to disagree. He says that Rashi and Tam, and they say that the Babli is against the Yerushalmi. The Babli holds that since kiyum of Tua from the carbon, they're also talking from Riyas Tanin. Now, actually, the Yerushalmi is difficult because there's only one topic. You're well called the Chorcha. The Chorcha la Hosiyat Hanasim. So why would the Yerushalmi split it and say the carbon and the women don't have to bring it? Mitzvah says that man drum. But to come to the Beis Hamikdash, they should. And it's also Mitzvah says man drum, though. Three times a year, it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and it's the same passage. Why would the Yerushalmi, sort of the Akshonus, to split the chiyuv of Riyas Tanin from the carbon? So actually, in the Yerushalmi itself says it's the derived from Hakel. Because you find in Hakel, once every 7 years, nothing the path, the women have to come here. So even though the first minister says, man, don't be very supposed to be very so everyone should come. So we have come in the base of Midrash, it says it's like Hakka. So this, I thought, perhaps we should maybe perhaps think a bit about this. Why taka hake? Did the term make such an exception? Actually, we don't know what the real reason is. The Gemara says it's snake suvim or shloifetz or brom shechad. The hake was one of the exceptions of Mr. Shechad's man, Gomer, women are chayabas. And I thought that perhaps, if you look in the Rambam when he quotes the mitzvah of hakel, the Rambam says mitzvah hakel koyisvah. But the mitzvah of hakel once every 7 years, not a mitzvah yachid. Not I as a yachid have to lower the base mitzvah once every 7 years and hear the melech lead the secretary. Mitzvah hakel is a mitzvah of koyisvah. Mitzvah of Am Yisrael has a mitzvah of koyisvah to come together in the base mitzvah to hear the melech. So when do we say Mr. Sasei says man drama nothing to two words and Mr. Yachid fill in other Mr. Sasei says man drama to personal mitzvah or it's real if you have to personal mitzvah to see the two and Mr. Sasei says man drama however since the mitzvah cries trial so perhaps I'm just suggesting this perhaps mitzvah cries trial and she part of cries trial so therefore the two of Sasei says man drama wasn't giving. This is perhaps the very first of the hakel that whenever you have a scheme of Klal Yisrael, women are included. This, I think, I once saw it someplace. They asked Kasher that by the Mishkan, Mishra from Mishkan, apparently women participated, and I guess in the Pukim, it's Masna, that they were Chayavis. Why are they Chayavis? There's no Binyan HaMishkan amid the Salaila. They're not allowed to do it Salaila. So the first Mishkan says man's drama. So I believe that I see in Sarim that they say because since it's a Mishkan of Tzibur, the Klal Yisrael has to build the Mishkan, not just the Chidim. So Mishkan of Tzibur, even though it's a faith as man's drama, women are Chayavis. So that would be Hakel would be the mother. So according to this, this may be the Rishalmi, that the Mishkan of the Regal Zayin is not a Mishkan of Yachid. There is a mitzvah yachid, that's the korban, every yachid should be the vegan, the korban are the three. However, the assemblage of all the Jews in the base of Midrash and Yontif, that's already a mitzvah tzai for like hakel, and therefore, since women are chayavas in mitzvah hakel, perhaps that's what the Yisrael is doing this, that they should be chayavas also in the mitzvah of Riyas Tumas. The Mechatzinah being bound at the 2 a.m. event also raised an interesting question. If a person will come into the basement of the third day without a carbon, so he violated the law. However, he walked into the mikvah. So does he have the assay? I will say, Mitzvah Bor Bavera. You get an Avera. The case of the Sukkah says, Mitzvah Bor Bavera is only a Din Rabbana. It's not a Din Raisa. So therefore, maybe in the Raisa, this person was Makai. Not seeing it will be. He wants to make a Tashlumin. He wants to bring the carbon here 7 days for Tashlumin on early Shvi'ah. Because you have to come with the Tashlumin. This would say that he already was Mekayim the Assay, so he makes the Tashlumin. He'll send the carbon and the American Tashlumin for the carbon. However, the year he already was Mekayim. So do you say no? But since he violated the law of Erechon Erechon, he can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So, the way. So actually, the Rambam's lesson is, the Rambam's lesson is the first, that someone who came to the Midrash without a carbon, no diet for us in Mitzvah Sasei, or all by Lois Sasei. The Rambam's the first, he's not the kind of Mitzvah Sasei either. So according to the Rambam, apparently, the carbon is ma'akev in the Kima Mitzvah. But really, according to the Rambam, the Mitzvah is to be lay upon him with a carbon. If you're there without the carbon, you're not Mekayim, Mekayim the Mitzvah, and this fits also well with what he said before, and he was saying that the assay and the lav go together, and the lav certainly focuses on the carbon, where he was from Eirekom, so therefore the assay also focuses on the carbon. Without the carbon, there's no key in the Mitzvah as well. However, I want to make a point. I was discussing this yesterday with my son. There's no doubt that there is a Mitzvah via Panim any time a Jew walks into the base of the Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah. To walk into the base mikvah, there's so many Pukim and Tanakh. To walk into the base of mikvah, I'm just telling you, I've the Shiroth of Shalayim. Shiram Allah to David, Tanakh to Bernim, but Li Beit Hashem Mele, Shishem all the Shiroth and Shiroth to Kerb, and Shiroth to Shiroth to Shem. There's certainly a Kima mitzvah to walk into the base of mikvah, and I will discuss it with Pastor a bit in a second. What these different dimensions of the Kima Mitzvah are. The discussion over here by Anregel is
is a special chiyuv asay. There's a special chiyuv asay on regel to come to the mikvah, either to be there or to be a carbon when you're there. And that's the whole discussion about the chiyuv asay of via the regalim. However, any time a Jew walks into the base of mikvah, whether it's a man or a woman or anybody, he gets a keen, a mitzvah of emissary, shagrein of the shirah of the shirah, a keen, a mitzvah of being in the Bnei Hashem. There's no doubt about that. So, let's talk a little bit about, what I found was interesting is that whereas in the Chumash, the focus is on these technical questions of the nature of the mitzvah of the regel. However, in the Tanakh, the whole experience and the meaning of what it means to come into the Beis Hamikdash is really, that's where it's really developed, and particularly in Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim, which is the sefer of Jewish experience. When you take the Shir Malos, Shir Malos of David, Shemachti, but only based on Shem Leila. So what does Rabbi the Melech say? Rabbi the Melech says that going into the Beis Hamikdash, based on Shem Leila, we walk into the Beis Hamikdash, is so machti by the Beis Hamikdash. There's a team of Simcha. Because Simcha is with Hashem. So if a person walks into the Mikdash and feels the experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's only with Shem Leila, so he has Simcha.